We are moving up the value chain. We're exporting finished and semi-finished products, not raw scrap. Under the Big Push infrastructure program, government is investing heavily in roads and highways, railway modernization, bridges and interchanges, energy transmission lines, affordable housing, and industrial parks. All these I have mentioned require iron and steel. Africa is projected to require over $100 billion annually in infrastructure development. West Africa alone faces significant infrastructure deficits. If Ghana develops a strong steel base, we not only build our own roads and bridges, we will also supply steel to the whole sub-region. This is how infrastructure becomes industrial strategy. The 24-hour economy program is particularly relevant to energy-intensive industries such as steel manufacturing. And I had the honor and privilege yesterday to sign the 24-hour authority bill into law. And I know that B5 Plus Group is one of the first companies that will register under the 24-hour economy initiative. Steel production benefits from continuous operation to reduce energy wastage, improve furnace efficiency, lower unit production costs, and maximize asset utilization. With dedicated industrial tariff reforms, improved grid stability, and expanding domestic gas supply, manufacturing can operate competitively beyond the traditional hours. The allocation of 110 million Ghana cedis in the 2026 budget to operationalize the 24-hour initiative program reflects our seriousness. When factories run 3 shifts instead of 1, employment rises, productivity increases, and exports expand. We've been engaged in fiscal reform in order to support industry and business. In the 2026 budget, we've introduced measures that directly benefit manufacturers. We abolished the COVID-19 health recovery levy. We reduced the effective VAT rate from 21.9% to 20%. We've introduced digital VAT monitoring systems, and we're reviewing the income tax, customs, and excise regimes. Predictable tax policies lower uncertainty, they lower compliance friction, and reduce operational costs. Digital systems reduce leakages and unfair competition. Industrial investors must compete on productivity and not navigate through unpredictability. Ghana's mining sector, gold, bauxite, manganese, and lithium requires significant steel inputs for crushing and grinding, structural reinforcement, heavy equipment maintenance, and mineral processing. With expanding mineral processing initiatives and our commitment to local content in mining, domestic steel manufacturing will become strategically important. We must integrate mining and metal processing into a coordinated industrial ecosystem. At full capacity, facilities such as this we're going to commission today create direct factory employment, technical and engineering jobs, transport and logistics employment, SME supply chain opportunities, apprenticeship and vocational training opportunities. Industrialization deepens skills development, it creates metallurgists, mechanical engineers, industrial technicians, quality control specialists, and plant managers. That competence is what transforms a nation from an importer to a producer. As host of the African Continental Free Trade Area Secretariat, Ghana has a responsibility to demonstrate that continental integration can deliver tangible results. Regional trade must move beyond speeches and communiques. Regional trade must translate into factories exporting to neighboring countries. And B5 Plus is a practical demonstration of that effort. Ladies and gentlemen, industrial transformation does not happen overnight. It is a process, and it requires strategic policy, a stable macroeconomy, private sector confidence, infrastructure investments, skilled labor, and regional integration. So today's commissioning signals that Ghana is moving on the right path. Let me commend the board, management, and especially the staff of B5 Plus for your confidence and hard work in advancing this enterprise and raising Ghana's industrial potential. I also want to salute the traditional authorities and people of La Pleku for welcoming industrial growth in your community. It is a positive for industrial expansion to continue to take place because it provides employment for our young people in the area. And so I urge those who are litigating the land behind here to resolve the issue quickly so that B5 Plus can continue with their expansion. And so on behalf of the government and people of Ghana, it is my honor to declare the second phase expansion of the B5 Plus steel manufacturing facility duly commissioned. May this investment strengthen Ghana's economy, deepen our regional trade, and contribute to Africa's industrial renaissance. May God bless B5 Plus, and may God bless our homeland, Ghana. I thank you.